This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she expects the state to reopen completely by the end of June, when 60% of residents are predicted to be fully vaccinated. She made the announcement today, proclaiming the state was conquering COVID. New Mexico has been racing to get more people vaccinated. The latest state data shows more than 41% of residents 16 and older are fully vaccinated. State health officials said they will adjust to the reopening benchmarks, such as the rate of spread of the virus and the positive infection rate, when determining where counties fall in New Mexico's color-coded system for gauging risk. That change will take effect Friday, and the state's public health order will be updated to reflect new federal guidance on mask wearing. Today, the state reported 248 new COVID-19 cases and 12 deaths. There are currently 136 people hospitalized for COVID-19. Researchers at University of New Mexico Health Sciences have been awarded $1.4 million in federal funding to explore why people are reluctant to get COVID-19 vaccines. The year-long project, funded by the National Institutes of Health, is part of a national effort to understand and overcome barriers that keep people from getting vaccinated. The researchers will partner with more than 200 organizations that work in communities around the state to understand ethnic and rural-urban disparities. The focus will include Hispanic populations along New Mexico's southern border, urban Native Americans, and a rural community on the Navajo Nation. The team plans to issue monthly updates. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas says he's concerned about government employees potentially deleting public information without going through a legal process. He confirmed today that he's reviewing claims that the state's child welfare agency has been encrypting and routinely deleting its communications. The practice was first reported by Searchlight New Mexico, a nonprofit investigative journalism group. Republican lawmakers have asked for an investigation over transparency concerns. Critics say the practice could hamper investigations into how the state cares for children. The agency is defending the practice, saying it's a way to protect against cybercrime as more work is done virtually amid the pandemic. Searchlight New Mexico reported yesterday that the app Signal has been used by the Child Welfare Agency since at least the outset of the pandemic. The app can set chats to automatically delete, making them inaccessible under the state's open records laws. Matt Nertzig, a spokesman in the governor's office, did not immediately answer questions about how widespread the practice might be, or whether the governor would reassess its use by child welfare workers. Rain and snow helped crews working to keep a wildfire from spreading in forested mountains in south-central New Mexico. The fire was located west of the Ski Apache Ski Resort in the Sacramento Mountains, and its size was estimated at 12,000 acres, with containment around 5% of its perimeter as of today. The fire has reached the scar from a previous wildfire, meaning there was less live vegetation to burn out, but more dry debris on the forest floor, officials said. The fire started Monday, and its cause remained under investigation. Evacuation notices were lifted yesterday for most areas near the fire. State Supreme Court Justice Barbara Vigil is retiring from the New Mexico Supreme Court at the end of June after more than 8 years at the High Court. Vigil's departure from the bench was announced yesterday and triggers a vetting process for replacement candidates by a bipartisan nominating commission. Nominations are delivered to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to make an appointment. Vigil's successor must stand for partisan election in 2022. The winner of that election will confront a retention vote in 2024. This is KUNM.